you would ever like to be on for Ask Alex, you can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, and we will try our best to get you on and discuss it. Then take calls at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Or once again, maybe you don't have a question, but you're like, you know what? I want to give my feedback, and fine. It could be Ask the Listener. Whatever. Just call us and help out, because today should be kind of interesting. We actually have two people on the phone this morning. So Luna and Rich, good morning, guys. Let's figure out, why are you on today for Ask Alex? Maybe we can help you on out.
Well, okay, so I need your guys' help with... Richard and I are having a little bit of a disagreement. And for me, this is something that, you know, this is a life experience. This is a magical moment. This is something I've been waiting for my whole life. So I want to preface that. And I'm trying to get it through to my husband and to our extended family, too. I have an upcoming doctor's appointment, and it's going to be a life-changing appointment for mm-hmm. our family. And I'm wanting my stepson, Rich's son from his previous marriage to me. I want everyone present. So long story short, we are going through IVF in vitro, where I've struggled to get pregnant and I've really struggled to have children. And we're finally going through with the IVF. We're going through, and I'm really excited. And I want to have my stepson. I want to have my husband. I want to have my family there for the picture, for the artificial insemination, and for the milestones. Like, every part of the way, I want to be able to document it. I want to be able to share it. And I don't know what in that is making Richard uncomfortable, but Rich has told me that that's inappropriate.
Yeah, what's wrong, understand. Rich, with documenting all those moments along the way? I don't see anything wrong with that.
Right.
I think there's no problem with documenting it, but I don't think that my son needs to be in the room while it happens.
Why? What happens during artificial insemination?
Well,
don't we all kind of know that one?
You're gonna be in stirrups. You're gonna be up there, basically, okay. And the doctor's gonna be going in there. And
we just had
the talk of the birds and the bees with him. I don't think he needs to be in the room to watch a doctor do his thing.
So,
you know?
So, Luna, why is it important to you that your 11-year-old stepson is in the room during this procedure?
Well, for one, he's 11. He knows the birds and the bees, absolutely. But for me, it's for him to see the process, to be a part of the process, to know that he's going to be a big brother the moment that it happens. You know, conception is a magical thing. And like, when you hear my husband, like, and to see the doctor do his thing, like, that's important. I think that my stepson should be able to see what the process is like. That not everyone just gets pregnant.
Luna,
you know?
I'm kind of on your side, but I'm just wondering here, because I'm sure somebody is going to call in at 833-JOE-ALEX and maybe give you advice, but also have this question. Let's say if you want your stepson in there to see the doctor do his thing, would you also then want your stepson in there if you guys were actually trying to conceive at home? Would you want to be like, yeah, go dad?
Oh, absolutely
you
not.
You got this.
Absolutely not.
You
absolutely
see, it is
not.
Different.
And I think that's very different.
What's the difference, though? Because, I mean, it's the same idea, just a different person is going to be dad, doing the process.
I mean, obviously there's a difference. And Rich, I feel like you set me up on this one. Because one is copulation, one is sex, one is, something between a man and a woman, whereas this has been a process. This
right.
has been, something I've prayed for. This has been something that it does need intervention, and I do need help, and I need everyone's support. And I don't know why my husband, I mean, he's even contacted his ex-wife to get involved to tell me that, I'm out of place. And I'm not out of place. It's not like, my stepson hasn't seen a vagina. It's not like he hasn't seen anatomical structures.
Wow.
There's nothing happening that's inappropriate.
Is that your big hang-up, Rich, is that you don't want your son to see that?
It's 2019. I don't have any problem with him seeing anatomical things. I have a problem with him seeing his stepmother's mm-hmm. downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't. I think we can take a picture before. I think we can take a picture after.
Like in the waiting room.
I just don't get. Yeah. Like,
I have to take a picture before and after because of everyone else's feelings, Richard, when you know how important this is to me.
Whoa, hey, chill. All right. You know what? Can you guys hang on? Because we actually have people that are calling in right now. 833-JOE-ALEX. And maybe you guys hearing other people besides you two having a conversation could help out a bit. All right. We'll talk to you next year on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to Courtney. Hey, Courtney, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say with Rich and Luna?
Hey, I've done IVF before. Congratulations on making it this far. I know it's a really big process. I would absolutely have your stepson in the room. You are in stirrups, but they put a cloth over you, and it's a rather big room in most places because you need several nursing staff in there. And they do an ultrasound during it. So, like, there's something for your son to watch, and it's really an amazing moment that there's so much leading up to it. I think it can certainly be bonding, and he doesn't have to see, for sure.
Rich, what do you think about that idea?
It's already not a guaranteed thing. And my other thing is, are we going to have to do this? We might have to do this multiple times. And do we have to bring him in there every time?
It sounds like you're over-sexualizing it, though. Like, of course that's what it is, but what's the big deal? Like, that's like, people are always in the room for when the baby comes out. Should they not be there too?
Well,
like,
you're also dealing with a fragile 11-year-old's emotions. I think what Rich is saying, Joe, is that, like, if this 11-year-old goes in there and they go through all this and is very excited, like, oh, I'm getting a new baby brother or sister and stuff, but what if it doesn't work? What he's saying is it's not a guaranteed procedure to get pregnant.
So are you just gonna, you could get pregnant and then lose the baby too. I mean, I guess it's an interesting point. I see what you're saying. Let's go to Lori this morning. Hey, Lori, you're calling us listening to Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. And what did you want to say? Do you think this is a good idea?
I just wanted to say, unless the little boy is going to be a gynecologist, he should not be in there. That's too much for him. Sometimes, though, understand that we do not always get our way. That is traumatizing for that 11-year-old. I stand with Rich. That little boy shouldn't be anywhere near that place. That is disgusting for an adult woman to want an 11-year-old to see that. That's just my opinion.
Okay, no, I get your opinion, but I think you're like saying, like, Leah, look at it. But I think it's interesting to watch childbirth. Like, if you look at it on YouTube or different things, even with animals, like, is it wrong for a kid to watch an animal, like, have childbirth?
He's 11 years old. Why does he
it's
have
his brother,
experience
though,
all
or
that?
Sister.
When she goes to get her pap smears, does she take him along?
See, I was thinking the same
but
thing.
But ladies, that's
I'm
two
so
different,
sorry,
that's
and
two
and
different
I
things.
But that is just wrong.
But that's not the same thing. Lori, that's not the same thing. You know that's not the same thing. All right, Lori, thank you for calling. So I think overall, Lori says it's a good idea. And she's all about that. She's going to kill me.
Rich.
Luna.
So what it is that I don't expect an 11-year-old to understand the magnitude of the moment, and that's okay. But it is a family thing. It's a very special moment that he will want to be a part of in hindsight. Mm. And I know that because this has been a really long journey for me. And I know that Rich, you know, it's been difficult for him as well, but I know that it's my body. And I think that this is going to bring me and my stepson closer together. I'm not asking him to steer. I'm not asking him to, like, be the, you know, the doctor's assistant, but to be there when we say, yay, you're a big brother. Can you believe it? And to, like, have a hug and to capture that moment. I don't want to post before and after. And I know that he's not going to be able to make a decision for himself because he doesn't know what in IVF even is.
Maybe he'll regret it, Luna, because he'll say no. But maybe he's like, oh, I wish I would have done that. I wish, you know, I was too young to know. Hold on.
It's our decision. We are going to make this together. And my goal is that Rich gets on board with this and isn't listening to. I can't believe these people calling in and thinking that it's disgusting.
Natasha,
is breastfeeding disgusting? These are natural processes.
Okay, number one, in vitro fertilization is not a natural process. If it was, it wouldn't be called in vitro fertilization. Number two, you know what the doctor has said. They've cautioned us multiple times. Because of your age and where you're at, it's not a guaranteed thing. It's not necessarily just once he gets in there and does his thing, that it's a guaranteed thing that he's going to have a little brother, have a little sister. And I can't imagine what it would be like if, God forbid, in a few months, we find out that things didn't work as properly as they should have. And now we have to explain to him, well, by the way, you're not going to be a big brother. And
I'm not thinking that way. And this is how I know, Rich, that you and I are in different places, is because you're thinking down that negative wormhole like we talked about. I'm not thinking that way.
All right.
I'm not thinking that way.
This feels so awkward. Let's wrap it up with Natasha. She sounds like she's Octomom, if I see this on my screen correctly. Natasha, how many kids do you have?
I have 8 children.
That's awesome.
And that was through IVF or with artificial insemination or what?
No, it was all naturally made man and woman.
Wow.
Doing the deed. But I wanted to say this. Our kids had been involved in it every step of the way. My children range from ages 17 to 2, and they're stronger than what you think they are. And they would love to be a part of that process.
Does that make you change your mind a little bit, Rich?
In a tiny way, yes. However, like, it's mostly going to be up to our son. And he's already been nervous about it and been very hesitant to jump on board like I have been. He might be taking a lead from me. I don't know.
Like father, right. Like son.
Okay, listen.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have a lot of off-the-air discussions that you need to have. I would recommend that you guys go see Joe's couple therapist.
Yeah, Julie's
together.
Great. I had a big breakdown the other day. If you're looking for a cry, Rich, might be the place to go.
She might be able to help be the mediator in the situation and help you guys come up with some kind of compromise or solution. But I wish you guys the best. And I really, really hope that you guys are able to have another baby regardless.
Thank you.
And if your son's not there, I'll be there, Luna. Okay. I just want to see what I'm getting.
Joe will hold your hand.
I'm excited for your help, and I'm hoping that Rich sees this and can hear everyone's comments and that woman's story and know that children are strong and he's capable and this is going to happen.
Awesome,
man. That's kind of cool. I wonder, does the doctor use a turkey baster? Who uses that? That'd be kind of cool. If you ever want to be on Ask Alex, email the show. It's joanalexshow@gmail.com.